city of the Latakia and started the work to find
Now, for centuries, economic development has been put ahead of environmental sustainability. That is changing in many countries. 5 years ago, the Sustainable Markets Initiative was launched to find a way to find economic growth compatible with the planet. And this week, a summit of company bosses will discuss the next steps. Dr. Hubert Danso leads the Sustainable Markets Initiative for Africa across all 55 of the continent's nations and joins us now. Welcome to the program. Just lay out the case for us, if you would. Making economic growth compatible with the environment, when in many countries it's regarded as a luxury, something that maybe richer nations can afford to do.
Yes, no, thank you very much. A real pleasure to be here. And absolutely, we are having a very serious and dynamic round of discussions with about 300 of the world's leading business and investment leaders at the Sustainable Markets Initiative Terra Carta roundtables and exhibition. I think our focus really is we know the science, we know the degradation that climate change is bringing on our planet and our communities, on nature and biodiversity, and we believe that as the private sector, we have a great opportunity to play a co-leadership role with governments to really abate that. And we, given all of the economic investments and the economic data, we believe that we can do that in partnership with governments in a very responsible and expedited fashion, very fast, if we have the right enabling policies and partnerships in place. We are already delivering a lot of those benefits where we have the right regulations in place to drive down the cost of solar, to drive down the cost of EV batteries, so that we can really deliver that cost effective and managed transition for people, planet and nature. So we are very excited about this. It's not a privilege. It's an essential. It's a necessity. And we're very glad to be able to play, a very significant role in making that happen.
Well, EVs are electric vehicles, just so everyone's clear on that. So can I just give you an example then? If
yes.
A country discovers large deposits of coal or something else that it would like to mine, can that be
yes.
done in a way that is compatible with the environment?
Well, I think I wouldn't even put the question like that. I would actually rather look at what are the alternative, better opportunities and coming.
So
from
leaving
Africa,
it in the ground.
Let me just make my point, sir. Coming from Africa, we have $4.3 trillion worth of natural capital that we can access, that we can securitize and put on our balance sheets, and we can actually use in a very positive way. It's probably the future of coal, if you like, would be that we actually have a much better option, a much more modern, safer, cleaner, and efficient option for the future. Coal is a stranded asset. That's the future. That's the past. We have all of this new and abundant wealth in front of us called natural capital, and that's where our attention should go. I mean, if anyone were to be asked, would you rather invest in the past or the future, I think that we would say the future. And we've been blessed with such abundant natural capital on the African continent that absolutely all efforts and all bets should really be going on the future and natural capital, and really using that to drive low carbon economies around the world and green industrialization in Africa. As you will appreciate, the world has to decarbonize while Africa has to industrialize. So a lot of the old thinking and the old technologies, are not going to take us forwards. And I think
just
that's really the realization.
Just to explain though, a country with a rainforest, it also has deposits of coal. How does it earn money practically if it leaves that coal in the ground?
Yes, I think practically, the rainforest, as I say, nature is now an investable asset class. And these are some of the great discussions that we're actually having. We're seeing nature has risen where it's actually been giving a very good and strong profile and an economic value. Its ecosystems are recognized as ones that are, the entire 50% of the world's economy are dependent on nature being intact and nature being invested in, restored and preserved. And there's a, as I say, these are the new ways of driving sustainable economies. And I know that we tend to get caught up in the past conversations, but the future is much brighter, much more vibrant, and much more economically resilient ahead of us.
And so are you talking there, because you've only got about 30 seconds left, about countries being paid to not chop down rainforests? Is that how they earn the money?
Yeah, I'm saying countries can securitize the value of their natural capital and invest in driving new modern and competitive low carbon economies, which enfranchise all communities and leave nobody behind in the true sense of the energy transition. And I think that's Africa's huge opportunity, and we're very excited about it. There's a lot of capital that's ready to go there. There's a lot of private sector support and technologies that's ready to go there. Governments are lining up in Africa around the Nairobi Declaration, where all African heads of state have said our pathway to the transition is in partnership with the private sector through green industrialization. It's effectively Africa's new green investment deal called the Nairobi Declaration. And we're aligning with governments to do that. And that's what we're doing here at the SMI Terra Carta Roundtables and Exhibitions, putting in place those concrete plans and identifying the resources required to make that happen as quickly and as responsibly as possible.
A final brief point. Why is a summit about Africa being held in London?
This is a world issue. This is a global issue. The SMI is a global organization, and it has regions, and it has regional chapters. And we're very pleased to be the Africa region coming to the summit that's hosted by the SMI, established by His Majesty King Charles III. And it's an excellent meeting spot and at a very, very important time during Sustainability Week here. And it's incredibly valuable for us to engage with colleagues from around the world. It's not just an Africa summit. It's a global summit. And for once, Africa is being considered just a normal member of the global economic community. So we're delighted to be here.
Thank you, Dr. Hubert Hanthaver, who leads the Sustainable Markets Initiative for Africa.
Well,
Hubert Hanthaver, who leads the Sustainable Markets Initiative for Africa.
Well, let's bring in...